Kelly is having trouble answering the phones today because of her hooker earrings.
Oh, my God. I have these earrings, and they're just not great with answering a phone call, so I had to rip them off.
Who are you trying to impress over there?
Well, I'm all into earrings now, and I got these, hoops of any kind. I like a big hoop, and so I call them my hooker hoops. And these ones are a little bit too big for the station. I gotta size down when I come in here. Every other
She's
hooker
the only
hoop
one
I
wearing
have.
Hooker hoops for a radio show.
But I like to be presentable. You know, I look. I don't want to look like scrub on the dump.
Right.
So I want to look nice just in case, right?
Sure.
You know, you don't never know who you're gonna meet.
Huh? I guess, sure.
I don't know. You know, you look good. You feel.
Sounds
good.
Like you're talking
okay. We
as
just
if.
Did an entire segment. About new things that people tried in the bedroom during the pandemic, which Kelly responded every single time, no! Oh,
God.
So,
well, you know,
two conflicting statements, I'm
right,
just saying.
Don't get the wrong idea, people.
Right, exactly.
All right, sorry. My entire family is listening, okay, everybody?
Okay, well, the entire family now knows that you wear hooker earrings to work to impress who knows who.
Well, myself.
So before we get to the contest, and I'm sorry, I'm dragging Katie out here, but... So Kelly, I'm curious what Todd would do in this situation. Not that Todd would go and get pink nails, but Kelly went and got a manicure. And what happened? They gave you the wrong color?
Yeah, it was a really bad day. And I felt so bad. Okay, so, you know, manicures aren't cheap in
right.
any way, shape, or form. And I'm really trying to take care of myself, put it out there,
and
whatever.
Are you doing like the shellac stuff?
That's it's a gel manicure, so
okay,
it stays on.
And that's more expensive.
It's more expensive, A, and B, it stays on for, I get my nails done now every couple weeks, so it's 2 weeks. So I am not a bright colored lady. I like very neutral tones.
Right.
You're never going to see me in a bright purple dress or any pinks.
No, you wear black and gray.
That's it. That's how I am. And my same goes for my nails. I like a nude nail or natural. And I think I pick out the right color because, you know, when you go in, they say pick your color, you wait, you whatever. So
and you can see it. You can see what color you're picking.
Yes. You can see them, the whole shebang. So we get to the chair. She tells me, I tell her what color. We're laughing. It's great. And then she starts painting him, and it's bright pink.
So what?
It's not the color
can
that I
picked.
Can you
not see her applying?
No, I watched her applying, but I felt
so... why didn't you
so,
stop
when,
her?
When the
I
first one went
her.
On, why didn't you just say, hey, that's not the right color?
Because I felt bad. She worked on my nails for this time, and they're
that
hard
one's
working.
On you, then.
It's totally on me. I don't blame them at all. Listen.
I mean, after you let her do, like, two or three nails, it's, you know...
You know what's the worst
they
part?
Take it, they must be able to take it off right away.
Oh, of course, but I just felt so bad. So here I was.
So you didn't say anything?
No, and the worst part is that then I got my toes done, and you always have to have your matching. So then I got bright pink on my toes.
Are we talking like neon pink, like hot pink?
It was pretty bright pink. For me, it was bright pink.
Okay,
would they go with your hooker hoops?
I was just going to say, between the hot pink nails and the hooker hoops, you look like you should be on Coffee Talk or something.
That's what it felt, and no shade to anyone.
Kelly's like, I can't talk, I'm verklempt.
I kept walking around, looking down, being like, oh my God, I can't. So I just.
She's just Kelly from the Bronx.
The Bronx. Yeah, that's how
good,
I felt.
Good thing it's not flip-flop season anymore.
Now how long do you have to rock those? Or did you get them?
I rocked them for the full 2 weeks. I didn't want to go back and spend any money, and I didn't want to insult her, and I felt bad, and she was doing such a good job, and
I didn't even notice if it means anything.
No, it doesn't. Right. You don't notice anything. I love you, but you don't
about?
Notice
He's
anything.
A gay man. They notice everything.
No, Blake is not a noticer.
I noticed your hair.
Because
the second
I pointed it out.
Well, that was the first step. I literally, it was,
look
it was
here.
The, no, but it was the I second I looked at you. I walked in, and you went, I got a haircut, and I was like, good morning.
Wow.
Well, because I chopped all my hair off. It's okay. I don't need you to notice everything, but it was uncomfortable to walk around with these huge bright pink nails for me. And I should have just said something, but I felt bad. They work really hard.
Right.
And I don't know. I feel
But you should have just said, hey, that's the wrong color. Can I?
Right. Like right away.
Or take ownership of it. Like you just say, oh, shoot, I think I picked the wrong color. Can you do this one instead?
Yeah, but then, you know, then it's the eye
but
roll.
Then what?
Then they're eye rolling. They're like,
well, you care. They're getting paid. You're still going to tip her.
But in
She's
comparison,
not going to ever turn you away.
It's the same thing, Todd, about like you get a drink. It doesn't taste good. You don't want to like send it. It's just I feel bad.
That is totally different, though. The drink is already made.
Because
she had just started doing your nails.
True.
Totally
right.
different.
Listen, I know. I felt bad. Next time I won't do it
again.
And
that would be like if you order a gin and tonic and they hand you a Bud Heavy.
Oh,
you know, and you're like, I'm sorry, I ordered a gin. I'm not really sure
Lost
how those two things sounded alike.
I would pound the Bud Heavy and then be like, can I have a Tito's and soda?